Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spark Radio Show, filled with strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge that may be the spark of a better solution to ignite a positive change in your life. The number to call if you have questions for Melanie or any of our guests is area code 347-215-8390. Now, here's your host, Ms. Melanie.
Well, happy New Year's Eve. Some of you have already celebrated midnight. My colleagues in Australia, New Zealand, my friends. So happy New Year to you. And it is 7 o'clock. We had a few hours to go before we get to Italy. Welcome to 2009. Tonight, we are going to variety of topics, and I am not at my computer tonight, at least not yet. So when I get back to my computer, I will open up the chat lines and take calls. However, right now, we enjoyed a family outing in celebration of my 48th birthday, which was yesterday, and enjoyed the movie Tale of Despero together, and are finishing up a couple errands. And so I'm not driving tonight as I talk to you. So as you are getting ready to say farewell to 2008 and greet 2009, we'll spend a little time with some questions and some things to think about as you reflect back on how your 2008 went, and look ahead to 2009. And depending on how he's feeling, we may also talk about life from a second grade perspective with Alex. And so let's start first, though, with thinking about, have you had a chance to reflect back on 2008, to lessons that you learned, to opportunities that you had, to successes you can celebrate, and you can even celebrate the failures, because failures are wonderful opportunities to learn, as are mistakes. And so, you know, rather than calling them failures, some of us prefer to call them lessons and opportunities, and we celebrate those because we do need to learn that way. And we talk about that even with Alex, as he makes mistakes in school, that mistakes are just a chance to learn. And we can erase, that's why we use pencil, and we can do things again. Alex, do you want to talk about what it's like to be in second grade?
In second grade, it is fun. We go outside and play, and we do our homework when we go home.
Life in second grade. Do you remember when you were in school, particularly elementary school, and how much fun it was to learn those new things and to face each day? And sure, sometimes things were challenging and maybe a little confusing. You just needed some patience and some practice to learn those new skills. And sometimes learning those tricks. We use those tricks in spelling when we have those challenging words with that don't follow the rules, to remember to put I's in certain places. We point to our I's. And so we have a learning adventure together. And so, Alex, what are some of the things, I know you like nature. What are some things that you like learning about nature?
Well, I like learning about bees.
What about bees?
They have three parts on the body.
What are the three parts? Do you remember?
I know two.
What are they?
The head and the abdomen.
There's the middle part. So it's
the thorax.
That's right. And while Alex likes learning about bees, he doesn't like to be around bees because... Why don't you like to be around bees?
Because they have stingers.
Yes, and when you get stung by a bee, it will hurt. But We need bees, don't we, Alex? Why do we need bees?
So they can make honeys.
Yes, and we love honey. It's a very natural and healthy sweetener. What else do we need bees for?
Pollinating flowers.
That's correct. And if you're a regular listener to Spark, you know we've talked about the challenges that are happening in the bee community with the impacts of chemicals and having hives collapse. And so I invite you to do some research about what's happening in the bee community because that impacts our entire food chain as well as flowers, et cetera. So anything else you like learning about nature?
I like learning about birds.
Yes, and we enjoy feeding birds and listening to bird calls. We have cardinals that will come back in the spring, a mom and dad cardinal.
And sometimes you'll hear some woodpeckers, and a couple of times our hummingbird comes back once in a while.
Yes, we plant flowers on the deck so the hummingbird can come and eat. And it's kind of scary because when the buzzing of the wings sounds almost like a bee, a big bumblebee, then it's a very pretty bird to watch as it eats. And we have two wrens that have a nest in our wren house, the very tiny birds. Anything else? Nope. Oh, I know what else you like to learn about. Storms. You like to watch specials about storms and tornadoes. So what's interesting about storms?
Yep, shock. That's hard to decide.
Well, you can talk about several things.
Well, on TV most of the time I watch this show that's called Storm Chasers.
What do you like about Storm Chasers?
That they chase tornadoes.
Would you ever do that?
No.
So it's interesting to watch the storms from a distance, and the sky is interesting, and then the science around learning, trying to figure out how tornadoes form, and to better be able to predict tornadoes to save lives. And so one of the things that we share in our family is the interest in the planet Earth and protecting the Earth and learning about taking care of the planet with recycling and knowing that we only have one Earth. And the better that we understand and work in harmony with the natural processes of the planet, the more successful we'll be as human beings, as well as being able to take care of the other animal species as well. So, Alex, what else do you enjoy about second grade?
I like what we learned. We learned about reptiles and amphibians.
And when you learned about reptiles and amphibians, you got to take a trip to the Indian Creek Nature Center. What are some things that you saw at the Indian Creek Nature Center?
Well, we saw a turtle, and we saw a blue tongue stink. Yes.
I know I've never seen a blue tongue stink. I don't know about you, but just a minute. I will pass this back to you. One more.
We also saw a corn snake.
Did you touch that snake?
We touched it.
What did it feel like?
It felt soft like a bed.
Wow. I'm trying to remember if I've ever touched a snake. I'm not sure if I have or not.
Here's a fun fact about bees. Whenever a bee stings you, it dies.
Well, it might be a fun fact for us, but I bet for the bees that sting us, it's not quite so much fun.
Yep. I guess they won't like to hear that news.
No, they probably won't like to hear that news. So, anything else about second grade that you want to talk about? What is life like during the day in second grade? What do you do?
Well, we were learning about plants.
What about plants?
Okay. They have different life cycles.
Grow plants?
Yes, we grew them in Wisconsin fast plants. And they're so fun.
What does it need to grow?
It needed, there is small seeds less than an inch. And you have to put two of them in and three chemicals.
Okay. What does it need to grow?
Water and sunlight.
Yeah.
And for the sunlight, we had to put this magic lamp over the flowers. It's a light bulb.
So it got just like the sun.
Yes. And I've seen one plant that you have to, and it only lives for one day, and it sprouts at 7.
And when they were studying plants, they got to take a field trip to our community college botanical center and see some plants. And unfortunately, the tropical plants didn't survive when we had the flooding this summer, and they had to be moved. Ooh, Alex wants to share something about that.
At that place, they could turn it up to whatever temperature they wanted to. If it's wintertime, they can make it like summertime. If it's summertime, they can make it like wintertime.
So they could grow all different kinds of plants because they could have desert temperatures, they could have tropical temperatures. Very nice. So lots of exciting new things get learned when we are in school, things about life, and science, and the math, and reading. You want to share one more thing?
We also learned about Iowa.
What did you learn about Iowa? Because I have people who listen from all over the world. What do you want to tell them you learned about Iowa?
Iowa is the king of the corn. And
we're in the Midwest.
And also, I think that's it.
For the moment. And they learned about different animals that are native to Iowa.
And also, Herbert Hoover was Iowa's president. One of Iowa's presidents.
And so we actually live within an hour of the Herbert Hoover Library and birthplace in West Branch, Iowa. We got to go there and see his house.
And also, we saw his cat's gravestone. He had a cat. And also, we saw a prairie field. We saw a prairie field, but before that, we had to eat some lunch.
It's interesting how things are connected in the world that when I was in high school, one of my summer jobs was with the Youth Conservation Corps, and we worked at the Herbert Hoover Historic Site, taking care of repairs that needed to be made to the brick walkway, to planting trees, and we did a lot of plantings when they first were restoring the prairie. This was back in 1977, 78. And so here we are 30 years later, and my son gets to go out to the prairie, and we talked about planting and the trees and different things that I did when I was there. And so he looked for some of that when he went to visit. No, there's no trees in the prairie, you're right. We planted trees around the park, different places in the park. Was Herbert Hoover's house big or small?
It was very small, very, very small. The bedroom was small, and the kitchen was small, smaller than anyone's kitchen. In the dining room, I think the kitchen was in the dining room.
Yep.
And when he had to go up and go potty, he had to pee in a dish if he couldn't make it out to the outhouse. And they had these old barns that he would use metal tools to make wheels. And I think that's all I have to say for right now.
So they got to see was the blacksmith working the day you were there? Oh, the blacksmith wasn't working. You just had to see the tool. And they have, they've restored the area in the park to the time when Herbert Hoover was growing up, so they could, you could see the different houses and things. Oh, just a moment.
When we went to the barn, we saw Herbert Hoover's gravestone and his wife's gravestone. And also, we watched a movie about him. And that's all I have to say for right now.
One of the things that we really appreciate about Alex's school is that they do get a lot of hands-on learning opportunities. I think sometimes as adults, we forget the value of taking that time to go to those places, to whether it's botanical centers, community colleges, art museums, presidential libraries, places to actually learn about what life was like in a different time or to gain understanding and insight into the planet or our mind, our brain, science labs, things like that. And we do a lot of talking and learning about those things as well as art, music. Alex enjoys art and singing. I think he misses all the holiday songs on the radio that we'd be singing every time we were traveling. And we like a variety of music. And so thinking of...
Okay. So here's a new topic. What we did at my grandma's house. Me and Melanie... What we did at my grandma's house is that Melanie only stayed for about 5 days, and I played there with her too. The day before she left, I played with her a bunch too. And then the next morning, she tried to wake me up, but she couldn't. Within the next 2 days, I wasn't happy ever after. And he's Melanie.
It's just coming off the holidays where the schedules are non-existent that my sisters and their families and my mother spend a long weekend at a church camp because I have 6 sisters plus their family. So we rent a church camp cabin, large cabin building for a weekend, and the kids stay up and the adults stay up late playing cards and board games and talking. And so then by the time we got back to his other grandma, Shirley's, his other grandma's, he was pretty tired. He had several late nights, and he really wants to share something about that.
And on every Tuesday night, I go over to a train layout. There's a joke scale. And that's all I have to say for right now.
I think I've mentioned, and those of you who are regular listeners, that our son really enjoys model trains and anything trains and toy trains and well, now in Star Wars, which is another interesting cycle of how things come around. because when my husband and I were dating was when the first Star Wars movies came out. And we fell in love with them, the story, the technology, and we are very pleased that our son also enjoys the Star Wars stories and learning about those same kinds of messages of heroes and loyalty and honesty, all those things. And so now we segued because he was talking about our neighbor has a former portable classroom in which they've built a model train layout. And generally they work on Tuesday nights, and they've been kind enough to let Alex come and watch while they build this layout. And so that's another passion that he has.
And we live in Central City, and in every January there is a train show on the 25th. And it is at the Central City High School, and it is at that model train layout where they run some trains. And after that, they start working on it again.
And so, yes, but he looks forward to that now every January. They go up and look at different model layout pieces. And last year, I know he came back with a calendar. I think the year before that was a switch that fit his N-scale trains. And so to listen to the excitement and the energy, you know, if you don't have children in your life, if you just to spend some time with kids and just listen to things that they care about, that they're excited about, that they love. And somehow as we get older, we forget about some of those things. We forget that it's okay to be that excited and that passionate about something, and that we want to learn about it, and we want to use our talents, our strengths, our skills around that passion. And when you can tap into that, not only is it fun, it's exciting, time flies by, and you're able to help others. And with Alex, when he was very young, we tied a lot of his learning into trains, and we still continue to do that, trains and nature, two things that he enjoys. And so we tie those things together, especially if we're having some challenges around subtracting and carrying and so we'll talk about that. And so we generally try to look at every day and at the end of the day to talk about something that was really good that happened, share one or two good things that happened that day, things that were highlights for us, so that we focus on those things at the end of the day. And we share those with each other as part of our bedtime routine. And so many of us don't do that. We just focus on the problems, and we go to sleep worrying. And, you know, you get what you focus on. You notice the reticular activating system in your brain, the RAS, like radar, and it will seek out those things that you're telling it, that you're thinking about, that you're focusing on. Oh, just a minute. Yes, Alex. Would you like to talk about a new topic? What?
Make up a topic.
Oh, I make up a topic. So he wants to know something else. Okay, well, we'll make a transition to keeping that focused on the things that you enjoy rather than the things that you dislike. Focus on what you want as opposed to what you don't want. And this past year, we've done several segments about the power of language, about goals, about passion and living your dreams. And Alex, what is it that you really, really, really like to do? What's something that you really, really love to do?
Well, that is just a tough. There's lots of things I like to do.
Well, if you had to pick three, what three things would you pick?
I like to go over to Denny's at the train show. I like to play with my trains. And I like to go to the log cabin with my cousins in December.
Okay.
And I think that's all.
Well, that's because I only told you three.
But and you notice that was a hard question because there are so many things that he enjoys doing, that he likes to do. And when we make things so complicated and we sometimes forget it's the little things that can bring us joy, that it doesn't have to be complex, doesn't have to be expensive. Having tickle time together can be a whole lot of fun. It doesn't cost us a thing. Being able to share stories and make memories with family doesn't cost anything. So at this time of year, when we reflect back on the year that's come and gone, and we look ahead to what's ahead, what do you want to happen? What do you want to achieve in 2009? What do you want to have happen in 2009, Alex?
Okay.
What I want to happen in 2009 is to have a great year. And now, it's a new topic. What would you like to do in 2009?
What would I like to do in 2009? Oh my, I would like to keep helping people to live their dreams and create the life they desire using the tools and strengths that I have at my disposal, whether it's the passion test or facilitating brain-based training that works in harmony with how you learn, helping people understand about nutrition and the brain, helping people to learn and grow and to make money doing that so I can support my family. Yeah, and see, when kids are excited, boy, they really let you know. A new topic has planted its seed in Alex's brain. Yes, Alex.
Well, our new topic is what kind of fruits and vegetables do you eat? Well, what I eat is strawberries and blueberries and I eat grapes. And what I eat for my vegetables. For my fruit, I like fruit for the oranges and the mandarins. And I drink pineapple juice. And for the vegetables, I eat green beans and corn on the cob.
And you drink V8?
And I drink V8 Fusion.
You want to tell them about Mommy's Sneaky Chef book?
Oh, and Melanie has a Sneaky Chef book. But I don't know why she bought that silly thing. I don't know why she bought it. Because because I'm having a good meal. And he's moaning again.
Yes. I think we've mentioned in a previous segment about the Sneaky Chef cookbook. Or Deceptively Delicious is another one that's also available. But it's how do you get fruits and vegetables into children's diets when they don't eat a lot of them. And while Alex really loves his fruit, the vegetables are quite limited with the green beans and the corn, and so we really like the V8 Fusion juice, which has the vegetables as well as the fruit in a fruit-flavored juice, and then the Sneaky Chef book, which helps you give you recipes and ways to put things like sweet potatoes and carrots and spinach and blueberries into foods. And no, he doesn't want to know what I put in there, but unfortunately, the book was lying in the living room. He was playing, and he actually was decided he would read the book, and he read some recipes, and, well, that's how he discovered I was sneaking fruits and vegetables into other foods.
Let me tell you one thing that she uses the Sneaky Chef book for. She uses that book so I can have better health, and one day I found out I didn't read the book. I just looked at the cover of the book. It said the Sneaky Chef, and I found blueberries hidden in cupcakes. Then some days before that, I found out that Mommy had some wheat in the refrigerator, And then I saw her put the wheat into the pancake mix.
Wheat germ
into the pancake mix. And then that's how it started. And he's Mountie.
So he knows that the reason we do these things is to help him to be healthy, to grow up strong, and that's part of our job. And we also teach him, too, about things that will help his brain, like eating what for breakfast?
Oops, I just hung up. Oh, no, I didn't.
Did you hang up?
No. My good meals.
What do you have to have for breakfast?
Protein.
Here we go.
Nope, we're still connected as we're passing the phone back and forth from the front seat to the back seat. And so sometimes when we think about taking care of others, we think better about nutrition than we're just thinking about ourselves. And that's been true in our family. As we've added Alex to our family, it's caused us to reevaluate our nutrition as well, in choosing foods to keep him healthy. And yes, there were some things on the cover of that book. I thought he also flipped it open and looked at some of the recipes, but good. I'm glad that I can still surprise him and still be a little sneaky with adding. You can sprinkle wheat germ into all sorts of food to add a variety of vitamins and fiber. And yes, Alex.
On the cover, I saw a recipe that said broccoli hidden in macaroni and cheese.
Amazing that you can hide it.
Yes, it's so amazing, and kids can't even see it. Just put it into the mix, and then that's all you do. We'll just make the original sauce.
Oh, we didn't check our first. Because I forgot we were out of milk.
Yes, being gone for an extended period of time over the holidays left our milk sour. And the first grocery store we went by, it closed for New Year's Eve. And so we took another grocery store. But otherwise, we'll be a day without milk. We'll have some yogurt and some cheese. Yes, Ella?
Well, I have something to talk about the Cedar Rapids flood.
Oh, what do you
want
to talk about the Cedar Rapids flood?
The Cedar Rapids flood, it flooded everywhere. But not everywhere. And many people lost their houses and their homes and money. And also, it came up, some of the water came up to the Wahtikinikin River.
By our house? By where we live?
Yes, but not very far. Because we live on a hill. And that can't cause a reason for us to flood. And that's all I have to say for now. Here's Molly.
As we were in downtown Cedar Rapids today, I was commenting that there are still dumpsters and porta potties, portable toilets, and still buildings that are kind of boarded up windows. Some buildings have reopened, others have not. And it's a long rebuilding process from the severity of the flood. And again, we talked about that just shortly after in June about the devastation that the flooding went beyond the 500-year floodplain, that places that never thought they would deal with flooding were dealing with flooding. And so there's still need. So if you know you were looking for some way you want to make an online donation, there are agencies. Midwest Flood, Rebuild Cedar Rapids. There are a lot of places that you can find to help. And because it's that season of giving and volunteering, it's a good time to think about how you can give to your community, give to people in need. Yes, ma'am.
And on my way there, we saw some buildings that were fixing up and they have to clean up. So that's going to be a hard job. But Cricket Oats survived the flood. Some of the stores survived the flood. And we survived. And we went driving around on Highway 380 that goes right over the flood, and we saw all different floods, and it was almost to the highway bridge. Here's Melanie.
So thinking about, again, where you've been in 2008 and where you're headed in 2009, and to think about the blessings that you do have, maybe to start a gratitude journal, where or appreciation journal, blessings journal, you can call them a lot of things, where you do take the time to write and to focus on what it is that you appreciate every day. So that you're focusing on what you do have, focusing on what you do want, focusing on what you have to give, which allows you to keep that positive mindset and your that reticular activating system area of your brain looking for what you're focused on. So if you're focused on success, you're focused on positive change, you're focused on making a difference in the world, whatever it is, that becomes the focus of your thinking. And or focusing on what it is you want to learn in 2009. So thinking about some questions as you look back, we talked a little bit about the reflect questions, then you can also look at the project questions as you look ahead to what do you want to be a year from now? Because unless you change something about how you think and what you do differently, you'll find yourself with the same challenges very often 12 months from now. So you will be 12 months older, hopefully, and 12 months wiser, we hope. But will you be achieving what it is you want to achieve?
And Santa Claus came on the 24th very early while we were at church. And then when we got home, Santa bought us presents. And we had these candy canes on our driveway. And we're the only ones on our street that has lights.
Okay.
And here's Molly.
So we just pulled into our driveway, which we call Candy Cane Lane, with our lighted candy canes around the driveway as a part of our celebration of the holidays. And our 12 days of Christmas runs from Christmas through January 2nd with our lights, and then this weekend we'll be taking down our tree and packing up those holiday things. So, Alex, are you going inside? Because we have a few minutes. Oh, you want to crawl up front with me. Okay. So as you're looking ahead for 2009, I would recommend visiting remarkableleadership.com because Kevin Eikenberry has a great resource of questions to help you with the reflect and project idea of looking back and planning forward. For, you know, what would you want to be, have, do in 2009? And as Robert Schuller with the Crystal Cathedral Ministry says, that, oh, and it just escaped me, but it will be a year older. This is where I was going with that. That he talks about that without any limitations at all. So what would you be? What would you do if all things were possible? What would you be? What would you do? What would you have? And then release the limitations to a higher power, the universe, God, whatever you'd like to call it, to create that in your life, to attract it into your life, to get what you deserve in your life. Because if life is here to be experienced, enjoyed, we're here to serve one another, to learn, to grow, then that's what we create. We surround ourselves with people like that. We are glad that you took some time to be with us at Spark tonight. I want to thank Alex for being our guest tonight.
You're welcome, and have a good night. Happy New Year.
So as our time is winding down and it's coming to a close, I invite you to spend some time in thought and reflect and project, to do some planning for what you want 2009 to be, to get clear about your passions,
to get clear about what it is you want in your life, because with that greater clarity comes greater success, is a seminar that I offer around the passion test. Do what you love. Do what you love, because that is what you're here to do. Because what you love is what you're good at, what you're skilled at, what you're blessed with. And when you do that, you can make such a difference in your own life and in the lives of others. Remember, you are the CEO of your life. You do make the decisions for your life. So what decisions will you make for the year ahead? Who will you have on your board of directors in your mind, and who will surround you to support you in the year ahead? There are so many possibilities, and we wish for you the best in 2009, that you continue to inhale blessings and exhale gratitude in the year ahead. We have 5 minutes remaining, as I found a way to check some time. So I want to, again, thank you sincerely for joining us here at Spark, as always. We are sponsored by BrainBonanza.com. We would encourage you to take a minute or two to visit the website, see different topics, visit our store, find some tools, resources, check out lists. There's an A store there of different, I've got to update some things I'm reading, some new books, new material. And so I'm just sent out the email to schedule some speakers for the first quarter of 2009. So we'll look forward to giving you some new ideas, new perspectives, new resources to continue to learn, to grow, to offer strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge that you can use to build the life that you desire. So in our last few moments, people are about as happy as they make up their minds to be, said either Mark Twain or Abraham Lincoln. So how happy do you want to be as you ring in the new year, as you say thank you for the year that you've had because you're still here? Thank you for the lessons. Thank you for the opportunities. Thank you for the celebrations. Thank you for the love. Thank you for the family, the friends. And as you look ahead to 2009, thank you for what's to come, and to make the best of every opportunity, every lesson, every person that crosses your path, especially the people in your family that you love most of all, like my son Alex, my husband Tom, and the people that
I teach. And our cat,
Mika. And our cat, Mika, yes. She is part of our family as well.
And our fish.
And our fish. So I hope that tonight you have found a smile as you have listened, or this afternoon, or this morning, whenever you're listening to our segments, that we brought a smile to your face, maybe as you thought about something that you learned in elementary school or what life was like in school. And sometimes parents, to take a minute and really listen from the perspective, not just the words that your children share with you, but from their mind, their life experience, which is so different from ours. They see things in such a different new way because it's new to them. And they see connections that we sometimes overlook. So take some time to truly listen and to really get into their world and their experience, because it's definitely rewarding and enjoyable and helps to improve communication. So thank you again for being with us. Have a very safe New Year's Eve and New Year's Day.
And have a good day.
Until next time, this is Melanie.
Alex.
And
Alex Hoffman.
Saying Happy New Year.